We are your hosts, and we shall be hosting you.
Like hosts normally do. That rhymed. I didn't mean it to. Like two! That rhymed also.
Like the company that sells Twinkies.
And that's Hostess. And we're not hostessing it, mostly.
We have a few hostesses.
Oh, yeah, here. We have hostesses, so we actually can be hostessing it.
Well, they're not really hostesses. They're mostly just, like, guestesses. Unwanted baggage.
What?
They're just like really heavy and they're just here. They just sit down and use
they're
our
not,
benches.
We are not as fat as you.
Bench
know.
Users.
Yeah, those benches don't like to be used, you know. Did you ever ask?
Are you like on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
We're on the internet air.
Oh, it's not really air. Thanks.
So chilly day today, huh? Anything different about my appearance today? About what I'm wearing?
You're actually wearing clothing? It's on your chair. The scarf!
Yeah, it's a great
Nico
scarf.
Nico is like scarf-tacular!
It's like this great almost rainbow scarf that I
almost
thought was
rainbow,
but someone pointed out to me it's not actually a full rainbow scarf.
So you can wear it.
What?
Yeah.
I can't wear it?
Because it's not quite rainbow.
I can still wear it.
But
it just won't
awesome.
Be as awesome. But anyways, Sophia made it for me, and it's a really awesome scarf anyways.
You can't be a space
and
stallion with it.
So we're going to give her one of my special shout-outs. If Tom wants to sing shout-out along, he can.
Shout-out to Sophie! Sophie, shout-out!
Okay. So now that we're on our new time, or well, new day, Thursday,
it's
8 to 9.
It's like been this way for a
instead
bit.
Instead of, yeah.
It's only
but I like to announce it, okay?
It's sort of newish. It keeps that, like, new
yeah.
feeling. It makes
Jake
us feel trendy.
Where's that Jake Clark kid? He has a show on before us. He's been slacking.
He's invisible. He's actually still here, and he's going to mess up our
he
show.
Thinks,
but
he
you
thinks
can't
he can just
him.
Get away with it because of his pretty face and shit. But guess what, Jake Clark? We're calling
shit.
You out. Call out!
Ouch.
Pew, 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 pew. Sound effect.
That's what it sounds like when you call people out. It makes a pew noise.
Yeah.
Repeatedly.
It's like calling people out in Star Wars.
What?
Don't they make those pew sounds in Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. With
like laser
guns.
Beams? Yeah.
Did you know the story behind that noise?
I think you told me it once.
Yeah, I probably did, but it's like hitting the cables on a bridge with a wrench. It's just like by chance, the sound guy was like hitting... I was
that's
just
so cool.
hitting things. But anyway, that's like...
That's what sound guys do.
So one day I was just hitting things, and I found a laser noise.
And I found a laser.
And now everyone recognizes it. And I've heard another one. You know the unlock noise on like iPhones? Like, let's
yeah.
see if it this will...
Is it cool?
It's... Yeah, that was really quiet. It's it's a socket wrench.
Huh.
Or no, a vice grips. Vice grips, clamping and unclamping.
Huh.
Just like... mastered a ton.
So if you don't know, now you know.
The more you know. I just touched the microphone. Did not mean to do that.
All right, so now that we're on our new time, we like to have a multimedia experience. So we're going to play some videos for you, even though you can't see them.
So we're the ones experiencing the multimedia. You're only experiencing media and wishing you could experience the multimedia.
And
it makes it more artistic.
And it's a trailer for the movie Being Elmo, A Puppeteer's Journey, which is a great movie.
It represents
about
the chaos of modern society.
It's about this. Did you know the guy from who plays Elmo on Sesame Street is actually like this 6'6" black guy?
What?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm Elmo.
And
bitch.
It's all about his life.
I'm just imagining this gangster coming up. And he's like, I'm Elmo.
And it's like he goes to this I don't know not so well off town, or he lives in this not so well off town, or he used to, and then straight out of high school he goes and. Goes on to this show on Channel 2 or something, Captain Kangaroo.
Oh.
And then
Well, that almost makes sense if he's a tall black guy and like kangaroos and jumping and things. This is me being really racist.
His name is Kevin
sorry.
Clash, and I can't remember what the guy's name who hires him is. It's like. Fuck, never mind.
If you guys hear laughing in the background, we have an impressive live audience. There's actually like millions of people here. That's why you can. Oh, they, never mind.
Cricket.
Oh, I don't feel famous anymore.
Yeah, so watch the trailer, or listen to the trailer, and then I hope you should definitely go see the movie after we play the trailer for you, you suckers.
Suckers.
HD trailer.
When I was 9 years old, it was just a dream that I had. Wow, I wish that I could work with the Muppets.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kevin Clash from Sesame Street. How are you?
Kevin is most comfortable when he is Elmo.
Thank you for coming. Kiss, 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 kiss. Elmo's happy now.
Kids went out and built their own puppets. He was in high school.
He had guys that would pick on him, said he was playing with dolls.
He faced a lot of opposition, but he just stuck with his dream.
If I could have climbed on the set of Sesame Street, I would have tried. And I thought, who is creating this?
Hello there. My name is Jim Henson, and I'm a puppeteer.
I wanted to see everything that Jim was doing. This is who I would like to be.
He jumped from high school right to New York.
Richard Hunt was totally fed up with his character. Tossed him in Kevin's lap.
What am I going to do with him?
And I said,
hello, this is Elmo.
Fine, give it a try.
And then I got it. I knew that Elmo should represent love. I didn't know that this was going to happen with Elmo.
It's very difficult to make a piece of fabric react like a human being would. But Kevin, oh my gosh, he's brilliant.
Everybody wanted Elmo, 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 Elmo.
I started traveling so much. I'd be in Japan, China, South Africa.
There needed to be an additional performer, and Kevin was like, no, I can do it.
That's when I knew that this was bigger than me.
When a puppet is true and good and meaningful, it's the soul of the puppeteer that you're seeing.
The thing that people love about Elmo is he needs them. I attribute that to Kevin because of his embodiment of this character.
He really does exemplify what Jim Henson began with, something that touched everyone.
If everybody else your age is doing something very different to what you're doing, there's always going to be someone saying that you might not succeed, you might not make any money with that. All of those things will go away if you really focus on what makes you happy.
Seems like it.
Yeah. Have you met before? Sorry, this is Stephen.
Hello, Rick, nice to meet you.
No.
And Ricky, then?
I actually remember him from the Golden Globes.
Hi.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm fine, man. Just doing another film that's going to make loads of money. Probably a lot more money than any film you've ever made.
Good.
And you?
Just writing and... I write and direct all my own stuff.
How great for you. That must be so great. You know, I'm working with a great director right now, a guy named Tim Burton. Have you ever heard of him?
Of course.
Yeah. The film itself is really brilliant, and I'm playing a very interesting character. Do you have any idea who my leading lady is on this film?
In the Tim Burton film?
Yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter?
How'd you know?
Stab in the dark.
She thinks you're an idiot.
Sorry, have I done so much to offend you?
What do you mean, like? Trashing me in front of like 200 million people at the Golden Globes?
It was a while ago. They were jokes, Johnny. I didn't...
Oh, they were jokes?
Yeah.
You like jokes?
Yes.
Good. Because I actually got together with a few pals after the awards, and we wrote some jokes about you. I want you to know this. I want you to carry this with you for the rest of your days. No one makes fun of Tim Allen on my watch. And gets away with it. Don't say anything. Just keep that in you. Okay?
Ew.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to It's Whatever in Pizza.
Where nothing makes sense, ever.
Oh, oh wait, no, never mind.
Okay. Yeah, it's not turned up anyway.
Yeah. So
where we play you videos
we the
that
video
you can't see.
Due to a request from one of our lame guests.
Fuck you.
Cat lady, you can't speak. You can only meow.
Fuck
what are you,
you
doing?
Nico.
Jeez, you're a really nasty cat.
Smoke liquor and smoke cigars.
You're not earning your stripes right now.
I smoke liquor.
You're not earning your stripes right now, young kitty. That's right. That's right.
Nico calls his friends cats.
No comeback. Is there any comeback? Fine, do it. Do it. Yay! That was Leslie's hiss one. If you like what you heard, go onto her website. LeslieHiss.com.
Fuck you, Nico.
And she also has...
At least I have a nicer voice than you.
She also has recordings of her saying, fuck you. And then you can also call in and say, oh, I want you to say my name after you say fuck you. And then you can have like a special fuck you designated for you, posted on her website. And you'll be famous because she has so many followers. She just has so many followers on her blog or whatever the hell she does. I don't know.
It's called Tumblr. And I'm more famous on it than you are.
Yeah, it's because you've been doing it longer. And because you play to the masses, whereas I'm more independent.
No.
All right, no one can hear you.
Oh, yeah, Nico got his Tumblr, like last week. It's Nico's Nuggets. So if you want, you can think of it as just, like chicken nuggets. Or you can think about it like he's putting his turds or his balls.
All right.
But, yeah.
No,
turds,
well,
balls,
that's,
cats, and that's, people who like gory things.
That's mostly on Chat Roulette, the balls.
No, that's Tumblr.
No,
there are a lot of balls on
I've
Tumblr.
Never seen balls on... I'm just not looking in the right places. You, where do you look? Jesus, where,
it's
do, where do you...
It's called porn.
Where are you finding... Yeah, is there porn on Tumblr?
Oh, porn glitch
on Tumblr.
There is a lot of porn on Tumblr.
What?
There are porn gifs.
I thought that was a family-friendly website.
There is a lot of porn.
Seriously. Yeah.
Mia just asked if there was really porn on Tumblr.
There is really porn.
Tumblr after dark.
Mia's
look
really
that up,
horny.
And you will find all the porn.
Guys,
and
guys.
You should follow porn glitch too, because that's the weirdest.
Guys, Mia's really horny.
Just
you
look
should.
Look up porn inside
what's
the
your
tags.
Number?
I mean, seriously.
Oh my god. Oh shit. Guys, I'm dying. I'm getting killed.
It's miaandthewhale.tumblr.com. She really wants followers because she. Because she blogs pretty things.
Stop.
I should just like open it up and follow her right now. Should I?
Yes. All right, Nico, play some music, please.
No, okay.
I will meow if you want.
Okay, I created this thing where I create a phrase with a verb and an animal. And so I created two, and it's... And I have fart the alligator.
Fart them alligators!
It's like, it's if you're really uptight, if you see someone who's really uptight, and it seems like they have an alligator up their bum, you just tell them to fart the alligator. Like, Mia, fart the alligator. Leslie's here.
Fart those alligators.
And then...
Fart the alligator.
And then there's spank the turkey.
Spank the turkey!
Guys, can you shut up?
And Nico, then seriously, just play the music.
Then there's spank the turkey, whereas if you want someone to have a really good time on Thanksgiving.
This isn't a show. This is just a whole bunch of people yelling and screaming and just utter chaos. So we need to play some music.
Leslie,
now.
You're not one of the hosts.
It's okay. I'm going to be.
People like our amazing chats that we have. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I made this, this playlist of songs that inspire social activism or activism. Due to the walkout on Hampshire today.
Occupy everything.
Where people,
occupy everything.
People,
don't let me get out the door because I have to get to my class.
Well, people were leaving their classes.
Get out the door.
They're like, hey, let's skip class so we can prove a point and prove that we're lazy.
Skip half class.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So they're trying to, you know, asking where the money is going that they're paying, all that blah, blah,
where's
blah.
Where's it going?
I think it's in a
going
big
into
bathtub.
My pocket so I can buy everything.
It's in a big
in
bathtub
world,
that's owned by Jonathan Lash.
Okay.
All right, so some of them actually don't involve activism at all, but some of them go against it. So here we go. A, we're A.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth.
Double treat. We're at the Hideout and we're at home. Now we've come tonight to bring you some joy, some happiness, inspiration, and some positive vibrations. Yeah. We want to leave you with enough to last you for maybe the next 6 months. All right.
Hold on,
keep
begin to shout. Doors pop open and all walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Chain of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Got my hand on the freedom power. I wouldn't take nothing but my journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Keep on holding on. All right.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many. You know we've got to find a way.
famous now.
Say, brother, what's up?
Ain't nothing in the world. I'm just grooving, you know. Groove on, brother. Groove on.
I can dig it.
My baby. Let me hit that. I'm right. I'm really good.
Let's show, guys.
Fun in the summertime.
Right on.
Get it, sweet pea. All right.
It's nice.
Right on, brother.
Yay.
Can we take it home?
Go.
I know that I don't know.
Hey, guys and guidettes. You are listening to It's Whatever and Pizza. Thanks for tuning in for a fun-filled hour.
This is ridiculously Nico.
This is ridiculously Tao. Tao's more ridiculous than me.
Actually, Nico, you're the most ridiculous of them all.
Remember when you came to the yurt with the branches in your hair and like your hairy arms? you're like a gorilla. You're like a creature of the woods.
Because I hang out with Nico, the chimpanzee.
I'm not a chimpanzee. Don't get it twisted.
He's an ape.
All right, so sorry I haven't been telling you guys the songs. There's lots of people here.
It was kind of like my show where I don't say anything.
Yeah, so the first song was Exodus by Bob Marley from the album Legends.
Moo!
The third song was Eyes on the Prize by Mavis Staples. No, wait, the second song was Get Up, Stand Up by Bob Marley from the album Legend. Hopefully you knew that.
I didn't.
The third was Eyes on the Prize by Mavis Staples from the album Live Hope at the Something Arena. Live Hope at the Hideout. Fourth song was What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, from the album What's Going On, it's a classic. The fifth song is Go by Common, from the album B. The sixth song is World News by Local Natives, from the album Gorilla Manor. The seventh song was Go Do by Jonesy, from the album Go, great song. Then there's Take Warning from Operation Ivy, from their album Operation Ivy Energy. Then Knowledge by the same artist from the same album. Then the last song was Rebellion Lies by Arcade Fire from their album Funeral.
Whoa.
Hope you guys could hear me and hope you guys enjoy the show.
This show better have made sense.
And peace out. Next show is Jonesy's show.
Who isn't here?
What is it? Maine is a river? What is it? Something is a river?
Oh, yeah. It was DJ's East and West doing Roar, West. Roar is a River.
Yeah,
Roar is a River?
Yeah, something like
something
that.
Something interesting and more interesting than whatever in pizza.
All right, peace out, guys.
Pizza out.